Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of AWM Insights. I'm your host, Eric Averill, and I am joined once again by my older brother and business partner, the founder of AWM, Brandon Averill. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Eric. It's always great to be back with the face.
Hey, you know, I actually just gave you credit for being the only founder of the company, which is just absolutely not true. So we are co-founders, but today we're not here to talk about us. We're here to talk about how we can add some value to your portfolio. And this is an exciting topic for us because during these environments where it can feel like so much is out of control, there are some things you should be doing when it comes to your investment portfolio that add tremendous value. And what we're going to dive in today is something called asset location. And there's been a bunch of research has been done on what is the value of asset location. And this is something that has been researched and documented by multiple research companies that shows you can add on average about a half of a percent to 0.85% annually to your after-tax return. And over a 30-year period, we're talking about an additional 15% after-tax return. And we all know that ultimately, if you grow your money by an extra 15%, this is a no-brainer. And so, Brandon, I want to dive into what exactly is asset location?
Yeah, Eric, asset location, as you mentioned, super powerful methodology. And really, it's just a method of managing multiple accounts as one single portfolio. So what we do is we place the assets that are taxed more into more favorably taxed accounts, such as your IRAs, individual 401ks, or your employer 401k. To simplify it somewhat and how it all works out is that some of those investments within your portfolio, such as bonds, are going to pay you interest. This interest, if it's held in a taxable account, is taxed annually, and thus at a pretty high rate, depending on your tax bracket. And this ultimately really hurts your take-home return. And since, you know, we're focused so much here at AWM on after-tax returns, because that's actually what you eat, what goes into your pocket, we want to make sure that those assets are not taxed annually, and that other assets such as stocks that are going to grow mostly by increasing in value are held in your taxable accounts. And the reason being is that this growth is actually taxed at what's called the capital gains rate. So it's a lower rate than your ordinary income tax rate. And this only gets taxed when you actually go to withdraw the money years later if you're pulling from a tax deferred account. So it's a really just a way of, if you think about it as a house and all the rooms have different purposes, you've got your living room for your watching the game, you got the kitchen for cooking dinner, you got the bedroom for sleeping. Asset location is very much the same thing. It's one house, it's one portfolio, but we're choosing where we want to put those investments into which room from a tax perspective.
And Brandon, I think an interesting note is if I'm sitting here listening to this podcast, one of my questions would be is like, if this really could produce 15% more after-tax return, like why isn't this front and center? And I think it's something that we've referenced on this podcast previously. The truth is that for 80% of people, they are in a tax bracket that is at 15% or lower. So it's lower than the cap gains rate. And so the majority of the average financial advisors out there, especially at the big brokerage houses that are focused on the mass affluent, this just isn't even important to them, right? The stats is that 0.1% of singles and 0.7% of married couples are in the highest tax bracket. And so this is really something, you know, that requires specialized expertise and for clients that have a lot of complexity and in the highest tax bracket. And so can you dive in a little bit more of like, what are the actual benefits? If you're sitting here, you're in the highest tax bracket, you do have these multiple retirement accounts, whether it's through your employer, we may have heard of a strategy called the backdoor Roth IRA, or if you make money off of off the field, or you own a business and it's 1099 income, you know, what's an individual 401k SEP IRA? What's the benefits of going through all of this complex planning?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of benefits, but to hit on the structure of financial advice really quickly, I think you're exactly right. The majority of people Unfortunately, this doesn't really matter for the reason being is the same thing that we've hit on in past AWM insights. You really need to have two of three types of accounts. You got to have a taxable and a tax deferred account, like a traditional 401k or an IRA, or you've got to have a taxable account and a tax exempt account like a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k. So immediately it takes a huge part of the population out. And I think that just leads to financial advice in general. The systems aren't set up to take advantage of this. And then the second part of it is, quite frankly, a risk play by some of the bigger firms. Those big firms don't want the liability of their advisors advising on company 401ks or employer 401ks, for instance. So those often get missed, and it's really a detriment because there's such significant balances in those accounts. And when we look at it, you had hit on a couple of the stats. The research shows that anywhere between 0.1 and 0.82% each year could be the benefit from asset location. So if we just take a generalized scenario and said, okay, well, let's take the midpoint and you're going to realize a 0.48% annualized return, that's what led you to the 15% more in retirement. So to translate that into more concrete terms, assume you had a compounding annual return of 7%. So you've got a moderate portfolio. That 100,000 without asset location would grow to about $661,000 over 30 years. But if you flip that over to a portfolio managed with asset location, that same $100,000 compounded at 7% over that 30-year period is about $770,000. So that's how you get your 15% more. An additional $110,000 is pretty significant in retirement for most people.
Yeah, that's powerful numbers when you think about it. And so a few key takeaways for the listeners here of if you're asking, you know what, is my advisor implementing these type of things? There's really some low-hanging fruit that you should be able to pop onto your investment account. And as Brandon had mentioned, is you should be able to see in there in my 401k, whether it's through my employer, and hopefully if you have 1099 income, you absolutely should have an individual 401k set up, and you should look in there. And if it is not filled with fixed income, it's a sign that you might not be taking advantage of asset location. And then if nobody's ever talked to you about something called the backdoor Roth IRA strategy, it's really a sign that you're most not likely taking advantage of this. So encourage you guys to do the research. Of course, we would love to hear from you here at AWM. You will be able to find our contact in the show notes and, of course, on our website. But with that, we hope that you guys have a tremendous week. We appreciate the time here that you have spent with us. And as always, stay humble, be a pro, and own your wealth.